holes.
Oh, well, they'd do a bunch of nothing way back yonder when I was just a boy. I don't think they
did. Did you ever use any...
I'll tell you one thing you use is put a tallow cloth on your chest. Take a piece of tallow, a piece of wool cloth, hold that tallow down that fire and get it warm and rub it on that cloth and then pin it up here. Maybe put a few drops of turpentine. That's about all the use of bad gold that I know of.
Did you ever have any malaria around?
No, I never did have no malaria, no worry.
Did you ever use any quinine or did doctors?
Yep, we used quinine.
That is for chills.
That is for chills. Well, chills and malaria is something on the same order.
Have you ever smoked?
Well, I can give you a little story on that.
All right, sir.
My uncle and my daddy, my uncle put up a store. And his parents live 3 miles from us. And my daddy and had a little interest in the store, too. And one Christmas morning, well, no, I don't believe it was Christmas morning, but it was in the wintertime, close to Christmas time. He said to my brother and me, I'm the oldest boy and the next oldest brother. He says, you boys want to go down to your granddaddy's today? And of course we did, you know. He's just a little kid. Well, I was 12 years old, that's how old I was. 1900, that's when it was. We told him, well, if Mama would let us, we'd go. My brother's 10 years old and I was 12. Well, we started off, and there wasn't no such thing as a rolled cigarette. You had to roll your own. And he smoked all the time. And he said, he rolled a cigarette. Said, don't you boys want to smoke? We told him, yeah. And he lit the cigarette and handed it to us. I'd take a puff or two and give it to my brother, and he'd take a puff or two, and back and forth that way. I maybe have smoked a half a dozen cigarettes in my life.
Mm-hmm. And did you ever smoke anything, a pipe or a big...
Don't use tobacco in no shape, form, or fashion. But I've got another story to tell you all the same line.
All right, sir.
It was cotton on time, along in June, maybe the latter part of May, June. And there was a wild plum picket about half a mile from home. And we was hoeing cotton that day. We come to the house, it was wet, too wet to plow, and my daddy was hoeing with us. Two of us boys and my daddy hoeing cotton. We come to dinner and eat a dinner, and no sooner than we got a dinner, somebody said, let's go to plum picket. Well, we let out. My daddy kept his tobacco in what they call a J.P. Coates spool cotton spool case, they call them. It was about this big square and about that high, had 4 drawers in it. And he kept his tobacco in there. I went by the spool case and got out a plug of tobacco, nipped off the corner of the plug, went on plum picket. Old Dan didn't eat no plums, though. He was so sick he didn't want no plum. The other two boys eat plum. We come back to the house. I laid out on the floor, ran the floor, hung my head over and vomited like a dog. Dad sat down. Him and Mama told. That's why I said, well, boy, I said, look like we're going to have to leave old Dad at house. I don't believe he's able to hold this afternoon. I said, let's go, boys. Left me.